Connell McShane joins us again from News Nation, the anchor and host there who hasn't talked to us in a few weeks. It's good to hear your voice again, Connell.
Well, it's been a nice light summer in the news, so it's just been relaxing. Have I missed much?
Yeah. Well, here's the News Click, our daily web poll question we asked our listeners. How do you score Chicago's performance, the city's handling and hosting of the DNC? I know you weren't in town. Many of your colleagues were. But based on your view from there, how do you think we did in Chicago? How did we look? How did we do?
Seems like the city overall did a great job from what I could see from the outside. Protests, for example, I covered them at the RNC in Cleveland, you know, last time in 2016. There was a real convention because of COVID. Of course, we didn't have it in 2020. And I thought Cleveland did a great job then. There was a lot of worry about it was an open carry state and these protests are going to get out of hand. I thought the police department did a great job. There were protests. Some people got out and burned some flags in the street. That happened in Chicago, but the police kept it under control, did a great job. So I think it was similar to that. And, you know, inside the arena, from the Democrats' point of view, yeah, they couldn't have asked for much more in terms of enthusiasm and the way the week went. So I think probably overall the city gets an A, right? Don't you think, or no?
68% of our listeners gave us an A, 20% okay. A B. And I don't think that's just home cooking. We were worried about it going south, and we're ready to criticize the mayor if it did. And what do you know? We got I won't even finish that with we got lucky. I think we got smart. I think the police were ready. And for some reason, not as many protesters or migrants showed up. We thought we were going to get flooded with more than we did.
On the protest side, I think you're right. I mean, I think this was a story, but it was never the story this week. Never, not even close, because, again, I've covered a lot of protests over the years, and these were, you know, rather minor in a relative sense. And I think the worry going in because of history in 1968 and all the rest was that we would see something bigger. You know, I don't know the reason for it. I mean, you probably could speculate and say that if Joe Biden was at the top of the Democratic ticket, there would have been a different reaction rather than Kamala Harris being at the top of the Democratic ticket, and maybe the protesters see her differently. I don't know. But and I think that might be part of it. And the second part of it is, and this is true in New York and Chicago, in other big cities, I've seen it in San Francisco, for example, covering a Trump event there years ago where it wasn't handled as well. In big cities, if the big city police departments do their job and do it right, have the right balance, have the right preparation, usually things do go pretty well. And I think the Chicago Police Department and I guess the mayor, to your point, they were ready.
Do you think the convention makes a difference in the election?
Maybe. I mean, I think you could, if you're Kamala Harris, you could have hurt yourself with this convention in a lot of ways, and she didn't do that. There were a couple of tests that she had to pass. It's just a unique election cycle. We're trying to do this in such a condensed amount of time, but what did she have to do last night is basically, everybody uses this phrase, overuses it, reintroduce herself to the country. I mean, it's part of that with the biography, but I think what she really had to do, because if you think about it, the big issue in this election might very well be fitness for office. So she had to present herself as someone who you could imagine being president, maybe a center-left politician, even if you don't agree with her on all the issues, if you're a little bit to the right. You could imagine her being president. And, you know, we'll see what the numbers show and how the polls go and what happens in November. But I think you could certainly argue, if you watched it last night, that's how she presented herself, as someone you could imagine being president. So if that was the goal, she probably accomplished it. Next big test is the debate in September. So that's the big thing, and probably will be what decides this, the performance one-on-one in that debate.
I think that's an interesting observation, because one criticism has been, and I think rightly levied, that it was light on substance, like what will the policies be and how will you execute them? It was more about personality, emotion, let's not reelect Donald Trump, we're patriotic, we're blended, all of those things. And that played well. It was joyful. We heard the word joy every single night a lot. But did she present herself as a serious person? And I think clearly she did. Even if you don't agree with the policies, whatever they may be, I do think she passed. And I think her vice presidential pick, Tim Walz, passed that litmus test.
Yes. And the next test will be different, to your point. I think last night there were a few big moments. I think at the end, I said last night, I thought the last 10 minutes were her best 10 minutes. And funny enough, she was talking about the military. She was talking about the war in Gaza. She even was talking about the border. And I thought she had very good reactions in the room on those topics, which surprised me a little bit. But early in the speech, she looked away from the crowd and looked straight at the camera, which was an interesting strategical move, I thought. And she said something to the effect of, you know, I know there are a lot of people at home watching who have various political beliefs, but I want to be the president for everyone. And it sounded to me like she's essentially saying, listen, I'm not going to be like Trump. I'm different. She even talked specifically in that section of the speech about being in favor of, and it sounds funny, but it's necessary after January 6th, the peaceful transfer of power. And I think that appeals to a lot of moderate voters who were thrown off by what happened on January 6th, even moderate Republicans. Adam Kinzinger getting a speaking slot in primetime on the final night of the convention spoke to that. So that was the goal of the convention. Now, like I said, she goes into the debate. And the biggest issue in this election still, if you poll people, is the economy. And I think you could argue that's probably her weakest issue in terms of her comfort level in speaking about it. And even some center-left economists have been critical of her plan on the economy. Some have called it gimmicky. So she'll be tested on that specifically when she's either interviewed, which we think she will be by the end of the month, that's what she said, or when she stands up there on the debate stage. She'll be tested on those specifics.
Who do you think gave the best speech? Were there some standout moments for you at the DNC?
Yes, but I always think, I mean, I said it earlier in the week, I think that, you know, you could talk about the best speech individually to me was Michelle Obama. I think, you know, she's probably one of the most talented public speakers that we have that speaks English in the world right now. It's just something she just has that ability to capture a room and deliver a message and make it seem authentic. But I don't think it matters as much as the candidate in any of these conventions. I said that I thought the Republicans, just if you try to be objective about both parties, the Republicans for the first 3 days of their convention did what they wanted to do, did what they needed to do, and delivered a strong convention. Same with the Democrats. Maybe, you know, people say, oh, the Democrats did better because they had higher ratings. You know, you could argue back and forth. But on the fourth day of the convention, Donald Trump got up there as the candidate, and he spoke for more than 90 minutes, and there was a feeling of the quote-unquote old Trump is back, this type of thing. Whereas Kamala Harris, in a different situation, got up, spoke for 37 minutes and delivered, I think, the message that she wanted to deliver. So candidate versus candidate performance on the final night, I think you'd have to give the nod to Harris. So whether it's the best speech, I don't know, but it was probably the most important speech because she's the one running after all.
Colin McShane is the anchor at News Nation. You can watch him from 2 to 4 p.m. our time on Comcast 223 and other platforms. And you hear him here on a lot of Fridays. Nice to hear you, Connell. Thanks for helping us out today.
Yeah, great to talk to you again, John.